When I came out into society, I was 15. I was Cecile's age. I'd already realized that the role I was condemned to, namely to keep quiet and do as I was told, gave me the perfect opportunity to listen and pay attention. Not to what people told me, which was naturally of no interest, but to whatever it was they were trying to hide. I practiced detachment. I learned how to look cheerful when I was angry, and how to smile pleasantly while, under the table, I stuck a fork into the back of my hand. I became not merely impenetrable, but a virtuoso of deceit. Needless to say, at that stage, nobody told me anything, and it wasn't pleasure I was after. It was knowledge. But when, in the interests of furthering that knowledge, I told my confessor I'd done everything, his reaction was so appalled, I began to get a sense of how extreme pleasure might be. No sooner had I made this discovery than my mother announced my marriage, so I was able to contain my curiosity and arrived in Monsieur de Meurtheuil's arms, a virgin. He was perfectly competent, but I thought it sensible to feign frigidity, and indeed, this formed the basis of his unshakable trust in me. I was sorry when he dragged me off to his gloomy chateau, but it gave me a chance to extend my experience with those so far below me in rank they were above suspicion, which taught me that love, generally supposed to be the source of pleasure, is really only an excuse for it. No, all in all, Meurtheuil gave me little cause for complaint. And the minute I began to find him something of a nuisance, he very tactfully died.